your Altus Kirk Knowledge with it. Man is most accurate. Depend on the forecast. The 60-day weather outlook calls for above-normal precipitation and colder than normal temperatures. This afternoon, clear, unseasonably cold, highs around 43, lows tonight, 22 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 52. Friday, maybe some drizzle, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, high around 50, lows around 25.
Atlanta temperature 36 degrees at 106 at News Talk 750 WSB. Depends on it.
I hope you're enjoying your wonderful but freezing cold Wednesday. I didn't dress warm enough. I was walking outside from free parking to have physical therapy in my hand today, and I was an ice cube by the time I got there. Our number locally, 404-872-0750, reaches us here at News Talk 750 WSB. It's 6 minutes after the hour, and welcome to the Clark Howard Show, your daily consumer empowerment zone. Our goals help you pack a punch in your wallet with better ways for you to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Our number toll free, 1-877-87-CLARK. The book, Clark's Big Book of Bargains. About 3 weeks ago on the show, I was talking about my feeling about your responsibility to pay your income taxes. And I talked about the pitches that become so prominent this time of year with people who tell you that the federal income tax is unconstitutional, illegal, unfair, whatever, and tell you not to pay your taxes. I also talked about a gentleman who was profiled in the San Francisco Chronicle named Joe Bannister, who is profiled as someone who has told people that they don't have to pay their income taxes, that the tax is a hoax. And I referred to him and others like him as a clown. Well, that's not the friendliest word you could ever say about someone. And as we always do, we offer an opportunity to either a company or an individual that I talk about on the show to go on the air and have their say. And Joe Bannister is with us now on the Clark Howard Show, and I want to welcome you. And first, apologize for using such a mean term referring to you as a clown.
Well, that's all right, Clark. If I am a clown, then by golly, it's okay to call me one, but I don't believe that I am, and I appreciate you letting me on the show.
Well, you are a very controversial figure, I bet you'd admit.
Very much so.
Former IRS agent, you quit the IRS about 5 years ago because you felt that the IRS was intimidating people, taking advantage of people, and you now advocate on behalf of people who were taxpayers, who you tell they don't have to be taxpayers anymore. And you were very much in the news because, and I'm an administrative law judge, which people may not be aware of, but there are regular judges, and then in federal agencies, there are what are known as administrative law judges, which are kind of like judges, have the trapping of judges, and render decisions kind of like judges would. And an administrative law judge has banned you from representing people before the IRS and also has convicted one of your clients and is someone who's facing potentially significant time in prison.
Actually, that's totally incorrect, Clark.
Oh, go ahead.
The judge did not convict anyone, let alone my clients or myself.
And oh, no, that was a different, that was in a Fort Worth federal court.
Yes.
That a fellow was convicted. It was an administrative law judge who said you couldn't practice before the IRS anymore.
And actually, that's not true either, because he made what the IRS has referred to as an initial decision, and I'd be happy to fax you or send you proof of that. And that initial decision has not become final because I have appealed the decision, and so at this point that decision is in limbo as I make my appeal. I've actually filed my appeal, and it's about 50 pages long. It's available on the internet for anyone to review to make up their own minds. If I could give out the website.
Sure, go right ahead.
My website is freedomabovefortune.com, and there's a place called IRS Lockout Update right in the center of the screen, and people can review just about every document that's been filed in this case.
Well, why don't you make your case? We're outside of a court of law. Why don't you make your case right now why you feel that we don't have to pay income tax?
Well, I started out with the IRS in 1993, Clark. I come from a family of government servants. I've got two brothers who are police officers, one who's a firefighter captain, actually, in the fire department. My father served for 30 years for the city of San Jose. So I'm not anti-government or anti-tax. And I willingly took a job with the IRS because I'd wanted to go after cheats and people who were defrauding the fellow citizens and believe that I could use my financial skills to serve my country. And I did so for the first 3 years of my career from 93 through 96. And then I was heard a claim on the radio, a talk show not much different than your own, where this woman said that the income tax, federal income tax, was largely a voluntary system in that the law, the statutes passed by Congress, did not actually require Americans to pay it. At the time, my entire, and still really my entire professional life, revolves around the federal income tax system. I'm a certified public accountant. I spent 3 years at KPMG, a well-known international accounting firm. Those claims were, I thought, outrageous and ridiculous. But nonetheless, I wanted to find out whether they were true. And I spent about 2 years of part-time research while I served as an IRS special agent trying to disprove those claims. And to my amazement, I encountered nothing but mountains of evidence indicating that what that lady said on the show that day was true. And so then I had to decide, well, now that I've exhausted all of my professional horsepower to disprove these claims, what do I do now? So I approached my supervisors at the IRS, and I basically told them, look, gentlemen, I've gone to bat for this agency and the IRS. In fact, my whole life revolves around this agency and the income tax, and I did not come to these conclusions haphazardly. Could you please show me the error of my analysis, if any? And their response to me was that they would not discuss the issue with me at all, and that they would give me the paperwork necessary to tender my resignation. Well, that's after 5 years of service, numerous employment awards, promotions. I was the asset forfeiture coordinator for the Central California District. I was the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force Coordinator for the Central California District. I was an extremely hard-charging criminal investigator.
And now you're a hard-charging opponent of the income tax. Let me first reset for people. This is Joe Bannister, who I picked on the air, and Joe is with us now to state his case about why, having been on the other side as an IRS enforcer, now you believe that the income tax is voluntary and people should only pay it if they want to. So the question for you, Joe, is through the years the Supreme Court has ruled on issues such as the ones you bring forward repeatedly. Federal courts at all levels have stated clearly that the federal income tax is a real tax. The question I would have for you, how should we pay for our national defense? How should we pay for the various functions of government if we do not have an income tax? You must in some way tax people. It could be a sales tax, but the reality is the way we pay for government today, for the most part at the federal level, is the income tax.
Well, my response would be, Clark, that the IRS will tell the public that the courts have repeatedly ruled, and certainly there are rulings that would support what the IRS says, but there are lots of cases, and including Supreme Court cases, that the IRS doesn't talk about. And it's too big a subject to talk about now. I would just invite people to search for themselves as to that case law. In terms of the income tax itself, what I support, what I supported as a special agent and support to this day, is constitutional and legal taxation. I believe that the income tax is constitutional as written. The problem is with the enforcement and administration of the tax. And I was part of that enforcement. I carried a gun and a badge for the IRS for 5 years. And the Constitution provides plenty of avenues for the federal government to tax its people. All I ask is that they obey the law. And my research, standing on the shoulders of decades of research, shows that the IRS is knowingly violating people's rights, operating beyond their congressional or their lawful authority, and stealing money from people.
Joe, I can't buy that argument at all. Let me tell you why. The IRS is not an island unto itself. It is not its own government. The IRS is a department of the U.S. Department of Treasury, which is run by a Treasury Secretary who reports to the President of the United States, who only is in that position because of the election of a president. The commissioner of the IRS is a commissioner who serves at the pleasure of the Congress and the President of the United States. And so it is very much a part of the political and legal and constitutional process of the United States. And Joe, I hate paying my taxes. I hate even more all the garbage I have to fill out that takes me hour after hour after hour. I have no disagreement with anybody who says the tax code is ridiculous the way Congress has continually amended it. But remember, it is Congress, not the IRS, acting as a law unto itself. It is the Congress of the United States that has passed our loco tax code, and that is a perfectly legal constitutional process.
Well, Clark, if you recall at the beginning of my talk, I agreed with that. The problem is in the enforcement and the administration of the laws that show up on the books.
All right, but how does that translate into your clients not paying their taxes?
Well, first of all, Clark, my advice to my clients is much like the advice I've seen on your website about people being contacted by bill collectors. Now, you say on your website that many people don't know their rights. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, well, the same thing goes with the income tax. You say on your website, collectors will lie through their teeth to try and get money from you. Would you agree with that statement? It's on your website.
Yes, I do.
Well, the IRS agents do the same thing. You say, quote, you have the right to tell that collector not to contact you ever again. I can tell you from my experience and the experience of many people I've spoken to that the IRS repeatedly harasses
people. Oh, wait. That law only governs a collector collecting on behalf of another party. And just as a financial institution using its own collectors does not have to follow any of the rules involved in the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, neither does any federal agency attempting to collect a debt. And by congressional act, any collector, private collector working on behalf of student loans that are delinquent or in default, they also do not have to follow any of those rules. So those rules only exist by congressional statute only for certain specific circumstances, and the IRS is not bound by those rules.
Clark, I have to commend you for the knowledge that you have that you can put out on the tip of your tongue. However, the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act of 1998 did incorporate some of those unfair debt collection practices.
As it should have, because those hearings before Congress in 1998 were frightening. The IRS agents who were in silhouette testifying with their voices garbled so that they couldn't be identified by higher-ups at the IRS. I can't.
Why do you think that would go on, Clark?
That went on because there were people in the IRS, there was a culture inside the IRS that involved abuse of citizens of this country, and that's why Congress passed those reforms.
And you're saying that in past tense, in other words, the problems don't still exist.
Well, the IRS is made up of a collection of people, Joe. There's no question that in any organization there will be people who are cowboys. There will be people who misbehave. But we've got to go back to the core issue, and that is we must respect, both the IRS must respect, and we as citizens of this country, we earn this freedom by how we live our lives every day. One of the things we are required to do is we are required to pay the taxes that are by statute required of us. And if we don't like the tax code of this country, we go to the polls and we throw out the people who have the tax code we don't like and put in people who put one we do like.
Well, Clark, I still feel like you're putting words in my mouth because I've never said that I didn't like the laws. What I don't like is that the IRS, if you look at their own procedures, you look at the regulations, and you look at the statutes, and you look at their conduct in the day-to-day enforcement and administration, there is a big disconnect. And that was enough of a disconnect for me that I could not well and faithfully execute my job in conformance with the Constitution.
All right, well, that's fine resigning. We're going to give you a chance to say a little more in just a minute. We're speaking with Joe Bannister, a former IRS enforcement agent who now advises people in dealings with the IRS. Joe will be right back with you. It's 20 after the hour on the Clark Howard Show.
You're listening to News Talk 750 WSB. The Clark Howard Show.
It's 1:20 on News Talk 750 WSB. We have a couple of traffic lights that are on the blink. Iuka at Phillips Boulevard, as well as Piedmont at Roswell Road, both and Buckhead. Remember to treat them as a four-way stop. Crash clearing 285 northbound at MLK in southwest Atlanta. Don't you love the taste of big sweet cinnamon rolls? You'll love it even more in a warm, delicious bowl of cinnamon roll Quaker oatmeal. It's something to smell about. Calandra Quarter, News Talk 750 WSB.
Standing up for what's right, Sean Hannity.
None of us ever really thought before 9/11 or understood or studied the fact that there are actually people that believe God is in heaven above, instructing them to slaughter women and children, innocent people. They think that they're doing God's will when they slaughter us. And there are too many people that don't understand the nature of the threat as it is presently configured that we face in this country.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 4:20.
A conscious choice to switch from a dual income to single income household, or you've found yourself in this position suddenly as the result of a job loss, the Georgia Society of CPAs says there are actions you can take to minimize the financial impact on your life. For starters, assess your current financial situation by doing a net worth statement. Add up all your assets and liabilities. This will give you an idea of the financial resources available to you. Next, redo your budget. Be sure to cut out all those expenses that may have been associated with working, such as business attire, lunches out, and child care. If your expenses still outweigh your income, you'll have to cut some other expenses or supplement your income through part-time work. All family members should get together to discuss the choices that will be made. Consult your CPA regarding your financial planning.
Been new car or truck? Well, it's time to make your move during Mall of Georgia Ford's January Savings Event. Incentives have never been better, and the deals have never been hotter. Come in now and save $7,000 off MSRP on any new Ford Explorer XLT or any Bobber. That's right, $7,000 off on America's best-selling SUV. Is a full-size SUV more your style? Then listen up. Save $8,000 off MSRP on any new 2004 Expedition Eddie Bauer. You heard right. $8,000 off, and there's over 40 to choose. With Atlanta's best prices on over 500 new Fords, it's easy to see why we're the fastest growing Ford store in town. Drop by our state-of-the-art facility located 3 minutes west of the mall on Highway 20, or shop online at mallofgeorgiaford.com, where you'll also find great pre-owned specials complete with photos on all makes and models. Where do you go to get the lowest everyday prices in town on a new or pre-owned car or truck? You know where. Mall of Georgia Ford. Mall of Georgia Ford is at it again with the lowest prices in town on the models you want most. Chances are you've already seen the hot new completely redesigned 2004 F-150 pickup. Now's your chance to save big with savings of $6,000 off MSRP on a new F-150 Supercab Lariat or FX4 package. That's right, $6,000 off MSRP on the hottest truck in the land. Plus, we've just received a special shipment of over 30 Super Cruise, both 2- and 4-wheel drive. But wait, there's more. more. Backed by popular demand, we're repeating our December special on Super Duty. Come in now and save $7,000 off MSRP on any new Super Duty pickup. F-250s, F-350s, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, gas or diesel, you name it, we got it. Over 40 to choose, all at $7,000 off MSRP. Where? At Mall of Georgia Ford, of course. Located just 3 minutes west of the mall on Highway 20. Or shop Atlanta's fastest-growing Ford store online at mallofgeorgiaford.com. Once again, prices just got lower.
Fidelity Broker Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
We're here with Ben Porter from Coastal Georgia's newest residential community. Ben, why are people buying...
This is Julie. I live in Alpharetta, and I want to tell you a little story about something that happened to me that could have been a really bad situation. So we've been gone on a trip. We get home. The water line busts to the refrigerator. Water floods the kitchen and goes down to the basement. What to do? I called Service Master. The big yellow van showed up and started the cleanup process. It couldn't have gone more smoothly. They were awesome. They cleaned it up. They made sure everything was dried out. There's no smell of mold. And they made it just like it had been before. They scheduled times that were convenient for me. They made what was a really bad situation not that big of a deal.
Service Master Clean. Trusted for more than 50 years in the restoration and cleaning industry. Insurance representatives everywhere recognize Service Master as a reliable organization with a reputation built on trust, integrity, quality, and service. Call the company with the yellow trucks to see them on the road helping someone every day. Available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call toll free 866-62-YELLOW. That's 866-62-YELLOW.
750 WSB.
26 minutes after the hour on the Clark Howard Show, as we do whenever I make a company unhappy or an individual, we give them a chance to go on the air and have their say. Right now, Joe Bannister is with us, a former IRS agent who has not paid his own taxes in the last 5 years. And the question I have for you, Joe, you said that you accept the fact that the federal government can make laws and constitutionally has the right to assess taxes. Why have you yourself not paid federal income tax in 5 years?
Because I learned that I was not liable to pay them. And so what I've been doing is setting the money aside and contacting the IRS, asking them for meetings, asking them for audits, basically wanting to get in their face and have them get in mine and show me where the law requires me to pay it, and I'll get out my checkbook and pay it. And that's the stalemate that has continued on for 5 years.
How do you feel? You have a brother who's a police officer, another brother who's a firefighter. How do you feel about the fact that you could end up behind bars based on your position?
Well, my brothers and my family and, of course, a lot of the people that contacted your show, Clark, know that this is the position of principle. It has nothing to do with money. I'm not lining my own pockets about this issue. I am trying to tell people that an IRS special agent who investigated these tax laws and was putting people in jail over them has found out that there is a mountain of evidence that the IRS is knowingly violating the law.
And Joe, as you know, as we have 1 minute, I disagree with you in entirety about this. I believe that this is a political process. If you want to have a different system of tax collection in this country, a different way we pay for our nation's defense and other national needs, that you do it at the ballot box. And I feel that advising people, particularly for you who studied for the CPA exam, a very difficult exam, you obviously are a bright man to have passed the CPA exam, for you to advise people, you yourself not to pay taxes, I think is not the right position. I do think it's unpatriotic.
Well, sir, again, back to your website, Clark, you say the last word to your what to do when contacted by collectors. You say you have no obligation to pay that debt.
But we covered that before, that it depends on what kind of debt, whether or not you have an obligation to pay. And I would tell you that you and I are going to respectfully disagree about this, but I'm willing to help you change the tax laws of the country, not break them. It's 29 after.
News Talk.